It is time for a look at the high school report here on Downtown. Brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. We welcome back our friend Mark Callan of Eastern Maine Sports, ready for another high school season. Now, how many seasons is this for Eastern Maine Sports?
Well, I guess I should have counted it before I came on. I started in 09, so it's 15 years, 15, 16 years now. And then we started broadcasting, during the COVID year of 2020. So it's the fifth year of that. And, I just feel like we're growing beyond my expectations every year, and hope to keep going.
Absolutely. Well, you guys do an amazing job, and as we get ready to kick off the fall season, I think it'll be an interesting one this year. There's been a little bit of change. First of all, on the eight-man football front, I think I was reading the other day, for the first time in a while, the number of teams has actually gone down a little bit from previous years.
Yeah, around the state there's five teams actually that left eight-man football. One of them, most local team to us, is Manitowoc. They're now in Class D. They're opening up the season tonight against Manitowoc, who actually is another team that came out of the eight-man ranks and back to 11-man. And that's the purpose of this, Rich, is kind of getting these programs back on their feet. And, here they are. And, Manitowoc and Manitowoc are kind of two great examples of that. And another story, too, eight-man team, Washington Academy, is back in the MPA football ranks. They had to, kind of step away for a few years. They're trying to get their program back on its feet. So that's another good story to watch as the season goes on.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the teams to keep an eye on this year. And, of course, we don't have to journey too far up the road to see a team trying to defend a state championship. Bob Sinclair back for another year with the Orono Red Riots.
Yeah, I got a chance to talk to him last weekend. It's on our YouTube page, but he's got a good group coming back. He did lose a lot of talent, but they're still the clear favorite up here in the north. For the eight-man small division, and got a good program going. The numbers are decent, and I think after this year they might take a step back, but they're not worried about that right now. He's got a humble group that kind of is hungry, for more. And as we know, they also won in basketball. So you win in multiple sports, you kind of get that feeling that helps the program continue to grow as, kids in middle school say, oh, wow, that looks like fun, holding up, winning championships and whatnot, and might get them involved.
Absolutely. Who are some of the other teams in the area that ought to have pretty good seasons again this year?
Well, Foxcroft, I got them tonight. We got them Belfast at Foxcroft there. They last year they had quite a run. They lost a heartbreaking state championship game to Wells, and they had a big lead in that one. So they're looking to kind of defend their regional title and take it one step further. A team to watch in eight man, obviously Orono is a favorite, but got to be careful with Stearns. They should be really competitive. They got a lot of players back, and they really played pretty well last year, competing with some of the better teams. So watch out for them. Bangor should be much improved, although they're stepping right into it tonight when they host Thornton Academy. They're the class of the state. Thornton Academy, Levitt, teams like that, they're kind of the class of the state. And they're coming up. They're playing Bangor tonight. So it's a good test. It would obviously be a big surprise if Bangor won that game, but it's a good measuring stick for them tonight.
Yeah, and I hear Dave Morris has got some good numbers, a lot of people out, so that's always good for football in the area. Well, it's going to be a fun season. We're looking forward to it. Of course, for the best coverage around of all high school sports and more, go to Eastern Maine Sports. Check out what they're doing for live broadcasts, highlights, interviews, scores, and so much more. Now, I'll ask you this, Mark, but I think I know the answer. Red Sox, White Sox this weekend. It's been a tough week for the Red Sox, but I look at it, and I bet you do too. We got 5 months of pretty fun, exciting baseball. It would be great to see him maybe get back into this wild card race, but even if they just play out the string, it's been a fun season.
Yeah, I was saying that to some friends last night, that you know, this has been a fun ride. I mean, it's the first year since I was a kid when my mother had season tickets, so I got a 10-game season ticket package, and I've had a blast, and I plan on doing it again next year, no matter how this season ends. And you know, I think they're close. You know, they're very close. I think they do need an ace here in the off season, and maybe a strong right-handed bat. I mean, I know the lineup is fine. They got a lot of young players coming up, but they're all left-handed. You know, so, so maybe, you know, a strong right-handed bat, and definitely the ace type, a Corbin Burns type, or Tanner Houck and Brian Bayo going to look a lot better as twos and threes than they would have one and twos. Those kind of things they need. Yeah, I mean, standing wise, they're not out of it because the Royals and Twins are making sure they're not out of it. But
right.
You know, the way they're playing is kind of tough to see them going a big run right now. But you know, stranger things have happened, and I enjoy the season either way.
Well, and I'm jealous of you, man. You got to meet Eck. That was great.
Yeah, that was fun. He was walking. My friend and I were down there, and all of a sudden see Eck walking down the aisle, and I asked him for a picture. He was generous and did that, and that was. That's always fun. Him and Colin Smith were always my mom's favorite when I was growing up, so that was nice.
That's awesome. Well, good luck tonight with this big weekend and all season long. We look forward to visiting with you every Friday here on the program. Mark, thanks so much, as always.